Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday the 17th of June, recording at 9:33 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, first a quick look at the highlights here on a generally quiet day here. And the reason for that quiet day is because I think the Fed is having a two-day meeting here today and tomorrow, after which Bernanke will be speaking, and no doubt the interesting subject of quantitative easing will be brought up with his latest views. But first, let's have a look at what happened here around the global stock markets. Now, following that weaker tone that we had on Friday, Japan was the best gainer in here, it looks like, up 2.73% for the Nikkei 225, and that's given it upward dynamic against the background of an oversold position. And in this remains one of the most attractive, if not the most attractive, major stock market, we feel, for the remainder of the year, as well as what we've seen so far this year. It can be volatile from time to time, but I think that move to the downside is in proportion to a reaction within the overall bull market to the upside. So I don't accept that Japan has entered a bear market, although I know in the Nikkei did fall just over 20%. From its high to its recent low. Now, elsewhere, the Hang Seng was also up over 1 percentage point. Australia had a decent gain, three quarters of a point. And most of the Asian markets were higher. It's quicker and easier to mention the exceptions. The China A-share indices were down slightly, very slightly, because of a quarter of a point, and those are looking somewhat oversold in here. We also had South Korea that was down a third of a percent, and Vietnam had a slightly bigger fall that was down nearly 2%. The other indices showed modest gains, although the Philippines did a little better than that, up 1.5%. In the European markets, we saw some reasonable gains, a number of them over 1%, including the CAC, DAX, and Swedish OMX, CAC and DAX, that's of course France and Germany, and the Swiss SMI up 1.25% overall, and the Euro Stocks 50 index up 1.3%. The UK market had a smaller gain, up 0.35%. Turning to the Americas, the Dow had gains of 0.75 points here today. They were higher, and then those gains were pegged back. The consensus move for most of the day was that the Fed meeting will end with Bernanke giving some reassurances that monetary policy will stay favorable against the background of low inflation that we're seeing at present, and still somewhat soft U.S. economy. As I say, that's not my forecast, but it is what the consensus view is for the market here generally. So the bet today, at any rate, is that Bernanke will not frighten the markets by mentioning that he's considering an imminent reduction to QE, and they may well be correct on that. Now, we also saw similar gains of about 0.75% in Canada and Mexico. Brazil, however, had a small decline, although I believe that's still trading, currently showing a small decline of less than 0.5%. elsewhere in, well, now let me just spend a moment more on these stock markets. The action that we've seen so far, it's, you know, it's a day or two to the upside and then a day or two to the downside, a lot of choppy activity, ranging activity. This is consistent, in my opinion, with an overall consolidation in an ongoing bull market. But Owen and I would not be surprised if after the very good gains that we saw starting really in the second quarter of 2009, we wouldn't be at all surprised if markets range sideways for a good many months. And the reasons for that, there are two main ones. And the first is that markets had a very good move to the upside with a number of overextensions relative to 200-day moving averages, as you know. And the ranging consolidation is enabling a number of those to be corrected, not least with pullbacks to those rising MAs among some of the autonomies that that we do favor. Now, the other factor is that even if Bernanke is reassuring, comforting for investors in the short term, that people do know that the next big decision by the Fed is almost certainly going to be to rein in the quantitative easing overall. And my feeling, as I say, is that we get a number of months of sideways ranging activity overall. That will be neither a bad environment or a particularly good environment. But we may see some temporary spikes to the downside as talk about the end of QE persists. And that is a hurdle for stock markets. And we know that it can only create some uncertainty and anxiety. But is it enough to cause a bear market? Probably not. Okay, moving on to long-dated government bond prices. These weakened in here today. That means the yields pushed up a little bit further today, and that rise that we have seen in yields not far below the 2.2% level for the U.S. 10-year Treasury yields. My feeling is that this really is the end, or the ending process, the gradual ending process for this 30-year plus secular bull market in long-dated government bonds, and that two or three, 4 years from now, I would expect the yields on those treasuries to be up in the 4 to 6% range as QE is gradually wound down. Now, that would be significant losses for any bond investors who are in that market here today and plan on staying there. So I would not want to be in that market, and I think that we will see some of those funds, not all of them, but some of them that come out of the bond market will be shifted into equities, and that will add a little bit of support to stock markets overall. Looking elsewhere, in terms of currency activity, it's been a quiet day in here in currency markets. The yen is a little bit weaker against the U.S. dollar at 94.54 yen to the dollar. The euro is quietly steady here at 133.69. Sterling's also slightly firmer, 157.20, but as I say, a quiet day here overall in the Forex markets. And I wouldn't be surprised if that remains the case for the medium term. The big story in the currency markets is the in my opinion, remains the yen, and I think we will see further weakness in the yen over the medium term, as that's part of the reflationary efforts here for Japan, as we know. Now, last but not least, in here in the commodity, and I beg your pardon, in the in the commodity markets, we had mostly further easing in here today. That includes the industrial metals. They're down very slightly here today, and the one exception is tin, which has a tiny rally. Crude oil has been one of the firmer commodities in the last couple of weeks, but and it extended its gains with the Brent contract, the important Brent contract, moving up to 106.67 here earlier today, but it then fell back and actually gave up gave up a dollar here, and is currently at 105.61, and the WTI is just about unchanged at 99.85. Grains and beans, well, we had soybeans down 12¾ cents here today, and corn up 5½. These remain range bound here for the most part, waiting current crop developments, particularly in the United States. At least we know drought is not a problem this year, and we've had some record plantings, so that if all goes well, then we should see some quite good crop yields. On that note, all the best.